Friends and colleagues, remember my favorite story, which is the two biggest lies in the world are, number one, the checks in the mail, number two, I'm from Washington, I'm here to help you. Well, Washington isn't helping much, but these days, it was very interesting leaving Washington yesterday and being able to move around the city without too much gridlock. And as Mark Tyson said in the Washington Post this morning, he said, this is like a Seinfeld story in terms of the shutdown. Who's noticing? It's kind of great to be out of Washington right now, to be back with our friends, allies, and compatriots to talk about those things that really matter. And this weekend, that clearly is what we're talking about as we debate and deliberate over the permanent things, particularly celebrating the 60th anniversary of the publication of The Conservative Mind by our late dear friend, colleague, and mentor to so many of us, Russell Kirk. You'll hear a lot more about Russell, about what the permanent things are to those of us who've been involved in the Philadelphia Society over the years. I want to thank all of you for making a very special effort to be here with us this weekend, to be in this wonderful, wonderful hotel. Those of you who are staying in the hotel have probably heard the little introductory video that comes over the in-house television network where they talk about some of the notables who have stayed here since the hotel originally opened in 1911. There are only two names they mention, Calvin Coolidge and F. Scott Fitzgerald. And I had to scratch my head when I thought about that combination. But in any event, we thank everyone for being here. We thank particularly the supporters of the Philadelphia Society for everything you have done to make it possible. Particularly, I want to thank the Earhart Foundation, Hillsdale College, and my colleagues at the Heritage Foundation who have supported our fellows program. We had a considerable discussion today at our board meeting as to whether we should talk about scholarships or fellowships. And we made a decision by unanimous vote that from here on out, they are going to be called Philadelphia Society Fellows. So I would ask all of our fellows, there are about 40 of them here, if they would to please stand up and be recognized. Fellows, will you all stand up, please? Special word of thanks to them for the future, which clearly is in their hands. And I ask all of my colleagues who are members of the society to please get to know them and to introduce them to the ideas that we share and that we deliberate about and talk about during the years. I have several other announcement to make, one of which is the one that everyone seems to have to make these days, and that is, please, turn them off. Right now, check it and turn it off. I see that my wife is checking hers. She has a brand new AT&T, sucked her in today, and she's got a, what is it, a 5? I still have a 3, but she has an iPhone 5, and she did just turn it off. But please, turn them off so that you're not disturbing the speakers or your neighbors during the course of the deliberation. The Philadelphia Society is a permanent conservative institution. For that, we owe thanks to a number of people, but two people particularly do we owe thanks. One is our late friend, colleague, and the man who really envisioned the Philadelphia Society, but who has been gone now for 20 years, the late Don Lipset, who was the first secretary of the Philadelphia Society and served in that position for 29 years, Bill? 29 years. When Don passed away in 1993, it was a big challenge for the then Board of Trustees to find a successor. As they say down here in the South, the board done good. They picked Bill Campbell for 19 years now. Bill Campbell has been the Secretary of the Philadelphia Society. He has held together the disparate factions that are part of the Philadelphia Society, that are part of why we are here, that are part of what Don Devine talks about in his brand new and very important book about how to bring ourselves together back into a unified conservative movement. And Bill, for that, we want to say thank you for the last 19 years. All good things come to an end. Bill Campbell will be retiring next April at the 50th anniversary meeting of the Society in Chicago. At the end of that meeting, he will be succeeded by a new senior staff person of the Philadelphia Society, and I am pleased to announce this evening who that person is. It is Dr. Lenore Ely, who was unanimously elected today by the board. Lenore. We have a very full agenda. I urge all of you to enjoy each other's company, to enjoy the intellectual feast that will be presented to us over the next 24 hours, and to remember, before we commence our deliberations and our discussions this evening, that there is someone whom we must thank for everything that comes to us. Annette Kirk, will you come up, please, and invoke a divine blessing?
Later. And now let us bow our heads. We ask God's blessing on our meal tonight and on our time together this weekend. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless this meal and the kind hands who have prepared it. We ask, too, that you give us the wisdom to discern your plan for our lives and by your grace, the strength to fulfill it. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your dinner. I'll be back shortly.